And it's great to chat to, once again, the Scobie Breezy medalist, Damien Oliver. Ollie, congratulations on another win yesterday. When you went to the awards, were you thinking that you were a good chance to win the medal?
Yeah, well, they told me I better come along, I was a chance. but I, when I, you know, look back on my whole year, I thought, I didn't think I was that strong a chance, but I suppose the last 6 months, I really got going, and that helped me.
Well, your record in the Scobie Breezy is astonishing because this is 22 years after you claimed your first Scobie Breezy medal in 1996, which was the inaugural Scobie Breezy medal. So for there to be 22 Scobie Breezy medals conducted and you to win nine is some record. Were you able to sit back yesterday afternoon or last night and actually think about the achievement and what you've been able to do?
Yeah, look, it was great having two of my kids there yesterday. They had a pupil-free day, so they were able to come along with us. So it was great to share that with my two younger kids and my wife as well. So, I mean, that was really nice. And I was just sitting back reflecting with my wife yesterday and thinking that, you know, like when you put it in football terms, I was probably started my career before Dustin Fletcher and Boomer Harvey, and they're long retired, so it's nice to be able to know that you can still keep going and going well for such a long time.
Well, what puts it in perspective is that Ethan Brown won the Young Gun Award. He wasn't even born when you won your first Scobie Breezy medal.
Yeah, it's a little bit embarrassing on my part, isn't it? But you know, we're pretty fortunate in Victoria. We've got, you know, great depth in our riders from, you know, the youngest jockeys right through to the oldest. And it's really competitive. There's some great camaraderie amongst the jockeys, and we're always pushing each other along to get the best out of ourselves.
You made a phenomenal comeback in the past couple of years, because it wasn't so long ago that people were saying that your career may have been at the crossroads. You must be very proud of what you've been able to do the past couple of seasons particularly, and the form that you're riding in.
Yeah, I suppose it was. It was a bad, I mean, it wasn't a good spring by my standards last spring, and a lot of people were writing me off. But yeah, that's something I've been able to pride myself on, being able to overcome adversity, whether it be form slumps or, you know, misdemeanors through my own doing, or, you know, falls. You know, as a jockey, you are faced with a lot of obstacles and you know, difficult times throughout your career, and it can be challenging at times, but it's you know, it certainly it does test your resilience at times, but it's good that if you can overcome them and keep going.
Well, we remember that shocking fall you had many years ago where you broke your back, but physically you're looking as fit as ever. You are 46 years of age. Do you think about how much longer you've got? Have you got another 10 years in you?
No.
Have you got a timeline in your head?
I haven't got a timeline, no, but I'm just sort of taking it year by year now, and yeah, still working hard, and the body's in pretty good shape considering, you know, the injuries and the long career I've had. And I think if you just continue to work hard and look after yourself, that you can keep it going. You know, I think you get a bit smarter and a bit wiser over the journey of a long career. And yeah, as long as you've got the good support around you and got some nice horses to ride, that there's no reason why you can't continue on and be successful.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Speaking of nice horses to ride, Vega Magic this week in the Memsie. Have you been on his back recently?
Yeah, I galloped him on Saturday between races at Caulfield, and he couldn't be going better. He's really thriving, and I'm really happy with the way he's going. He's such a big, strong brute of a horse, and he certainly hasn't gone backwards. I think he's probably gone forward, if anything, since his first up run.
Well, that's going to be scary for his opposition, because he was absolutely awesome first up. Ollie, I know you're busy with the trials this morning. Really appreciate your time. Congratulations again on your ninth Scobie yesterday.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Damien Oliver winning his ninth Scobie Breezy medal. Other major winners on the day, the Fred Hoisted medal went to Joseph O'Brien. For his training performance to win the Melbourne Cup with Rekindling. The Tommy Corrigan medal for the best jumps jockey went to Martin Kelly. Colin Alderson Rising Star Award, Craig Whittison, the most valuable jockey, Damien Lane, who was, of course, the Victorian Premiership winner as well. The one to watch, Ethan Brown, a new award. We had the Roy Higgins Metropolitan Jockeys Premiership, Craig Williams. And then we had the apprentice title to Ethan Brown as well. So congratulations to all the award winners yesterday. I suppose one slight disappointment was the fact that it's probably been lost a little bit on a Monday afternoon. Used to be a huge event. The problem is, where can we hold it to make it as an enjoyable day as possible for the jockeys? I think one thing we need to try and do in coming years is get it back on live on our dedicated racing channel, which is racing.com. So if you can't get there, you can see it and we can get as much coverage as we can possibly. So I think that is something that Racing Victoria and racing.com need to work on to try and get it back live, hopefully for next year. But well done to everyone involved in yesterday's awards.